From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. I'm just sprinting into the studio. Been at a U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom meeting today, so catching up on what's happening. But here's what we're going to talk about. As darkness descends on Venezuela, as the Maduro government unravels, how much longer can his dictatorship remain in power? Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, joins me with more on the meltdown of Venezuela's socialist government, as well as the U.S. reaching a new remarkable economic milestone. We'll talk about that. And speaking of socialism, here is AOC over the weekend.
When we talk about ideas, for example, like democratic socialism, it means putting democracy and society first instead of capital first.
Adam Pudzer, former CEO of KCE Restaurants, the parent companies of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s, and the author of The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It, is here as, I think the class will be in session this afternoon as we take a look at socialism versus capitalism. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it is at T Perkins. And by the way, we'll be taking your phone calls a little bit later, too, in the program. If you've not yet joined the effort to send a message to Nancy Pelosi to end birthday abortions, you can do that by going to TonyPerkins.com. That's at the top of the page. And you can be a part of sending a very visible, unmistakable message to the House Speaker that birthday abortions must stop. All right. A lot happening in the world. On Thursday last week, basically, power shut down in Venezuela. And so for 4 days now, almost 5 days, they've been without power. Already a humanitarian crisis in the works there. Now it's even more intense as what food and supplies that were there are beginning to spoil. The Maduro government blaming the United States for it, but others pointing to the fact that it's just more of the same of a failed government, a socialist government, I might add. Joining me now to talk about this is Congressman Ted Yoho of Texas. Of Florida, rather. He represents the 3rd Congressional District of Florida, and he serves on the Foreign Affairs Committee as well as the Agriculture Committee. Congressman, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to talking to you.
Well, let's discuss this. I mean, last time we spoke, it's been a couple of weeks ago, Venezuela was in a crisis then. Now it appears the power grid melting down there with blackouts now in the fifth day. Food, emergency supplies, people in hospitals dying because there's no power. How far will this go?
You know what? That's a great question. You know, this is all orchestrated, all man-made by Maduro and his cronies. He can blame the United States. He can blame anybody he wants. He's the one that's been at the helm following in the footsteps of Hugo Chavez. This is one of the richest resource countries in the world. And they have all that natural resources inshore and offshore. And they're having blackouts, over 30 million people. You know, this is something that the Venezuelan people are going to take notice of this, and I think they'll bring this to a quick end.
Congressman, let me just point something out there. I want, you know, you made a statement that they have these natural resources. I want people to see how significant it is. They are the number one in the world when it comes to oil reserves. They have 297 billion barrels of oil. That's more than Saudi Arabia with 267 million. The United States only has about 26.5 billion barrels. Now, we have the shale oil that has been really kind of bringing on our boom, but that requires technology and capitalism to get it out of the ground and produced into oil, which we're now, that was the second topic I wanted to talk to you, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we're now producing and exporting more oil than Saudi Arabia.
We really are, and this is something we should have been leading on this, you know, even though they have more reserves. We have the technology. We have the resources. In fact, what I hear over and over again by the experts is we've got more than 100 years' worth of natural gas reserves. more than we'll ever use. And of course, 100 years from now, they'll have another energy source. So we should utilize that, what we have, and we should, you know, use it for our neighbors, especially when you have a regime like Maduro that is very anti-American in that Caribbean basin in South America. And we should use the resources we have to develop stronger allies and give energy security as we have. And again, when you go back to Maduro and what's going on there, this is all orchestrated by him. For what reason, I don't know, unless he's just planning on eliminating a lot of the people in his country and hope they run out and, you know, he can take over and or not take over, but he can have the dictatorship that he's always aspired to have.
Yeah, I'm going to get ahead of myself here, but we are focusing today kind of on capitalism, socialism in the midst of what's happening in Venezuela. But just this, the energy production is such an excellent example where we don't have nearly the resources they have in their, you know, most refined capacity. The oil is much easier to get out of the ground than the shale oil. But the fact that through capitalism, there's the motivation to make a profit, and therefore we're not only benefiting our own country with energy independence, which is a national security issue, but we're also able to use that to build up our partners.
Oh, absolutely, and that's something we've done over and over again. And you know, this whole attack on capitalism, how it's an evil word. You know, I think the American people are smarter than that. And I think this goes back to Woodrow Wilson. He wrote an essay in 1887, and it was titled Democracy and Socialism. And in that, if you'll allow me, the summary of that was that the role of the federal government is to provide for the needs of society, and that the federal government can provide and perform better than the individual. And get this, the individual wants and needs come secondary to the needs of society. And so they've been marching a socialist, I'd almost call that a communist manifesto, since 1887. And then you get the radical liberals that are in there today, these three that have just come into this Congress, saying how bad capitalism is. You know, they need to have a wake up and take it away and you'll be like Venezuela.
Exactly. I mean, we're seeing this, and I hope that, you know, they're pointing to the Gen Z and the millennials and others that are enraptured with or enamored with socialism. I hope they are watching what is playing out on the national stage there in Venezuela. And I do want to, you know, as we talk about this, Congressman Yoho, I mean, I know that on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, you're kept up to date on these things. Just how desperate of a humanitarian situation crisis do we have now in Venezuela?
Oh, it's real desperate. It's been desperate. You know, there was a documentary 6 months to 9 months ago where parents were dropping their children off at the hospital and just leaving them because they're so malnourished, and their death rate in their infants and their young children has gone way up. The average Venezuelan, I think, has lost 15 to 20% of their body mass, and it's not a national exercise program. It's a lack of resources. We've got reports right now. People are lined up buying water, just to get water, because the electricity's been shut off, and they're looting stores. When people get hungry, conflicts rise because people are there's we have that innate. Trait that says survival is the most important thing we can
right.
do. So that's what they've been forced into. So this is a very severe humanitarian crisis. And popping back to capitalism has brought more people out of poverty than anything else. Socialism isn't. Socialism takes, capitalism makes.
Right. And it's not, you know, people say, well, it's only that top percent. The entire world benefits from those who create and those who make. And
right.
the whole world is better off because of America's capitalist system. Now, I would not argue that it is perfect in terms of the players. That's why, you know, morality has always played in And as we move away from a transcendent standard of morality, such as love your neighbor, treat others, you know, the golden rule, as we move away from that, you have to have more government to intervene. But throwing out capitalism is not the answer.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, I had one of our colleagues said it very well about the Democratic policies. The Democrats want to give you what you want to keep you where you're at so that they can be in control. In control of what you do, control of your resources. And that's exactly what the Ocasios and these people coming in. And, you know, and they keep referring to us as a democracy. You know, and I think they need to go back to school, and this is a sign of our failed educational system. We are a constitutional republic.
Absolutely.
We use a democratic process, but we are not a democracy. You know the adage that Ben Franklin talked about with that. And you hit on something that was very important. To have this form of government, as our founder said, you had to have a well-educated electorate, and you had to have people with morals and virtues. And I think that's a wake-up sign for America to look at into our inner spirit and our souls and, you know, who are we as a nation and where are we going?
Excellent questions. Congressman Ted Yoho, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to continue to keep an eye on Venezuela. We're hoping that there'll be relief to the Venezuelan people. We'll continue to pray.
Yeah.
And, of course, this administration is working hard to make it happen.
They sure are. I tell you what, President Trump, he's just doing a great job on his foreign policy. And I can tell you, that is a man, that is a president that loves this country, and he just wants people to succeed. And, you know, the news media and all these people going after him, you know, they'll have to have a reckoning one day with that, with their creator. And, you know, he's doing the right things for the right reasons.
Well, Ted, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to maybe seeing you this week on the Hill. So take
care. All right, Tony. Keep it up. Keep up the good work in informing people. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida. By the way, I was speaking in Dallas on Thursday, and I actually had dinner with a pastor that was up here from Venezuela, and he was just expressing how dire the situation is. He said with the inflation that has been astronomical, that the average salary is now equivalent to about $5 a month, U.S. dollars. And he was saying that to buy a loaf of bread took a dollar. I mean, think about that. And he said, the church, we're trying to do everything we can. It's a large church. He said, we're trying to do everything we can, but we don't have the resources. And it's the outside humanitarian groups coming in to partner with them. But when the government blocks them, these groups from coming in, it makes it very difficult. So we need to be praying for those folks in Venezuela and for our administration that is working hard to bring relief to those folks. All right, we're going to continue this conversation of capitalism versus socialism. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking over the weekend in Texas. We're going to hear what she had to say, and then we're going to talk with Andy Pudzner, who was the former CEO of the CKE Restaurants. That was the Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s. Has a book out called The Capitalist Comeback. We're going to talk with him as well. And we're going to get to your phone calls. So don't go away. More Washington Watch to come.
Picture it. Majestic beauty all around you. Wildlife, deep blue waters, glacial mountains, lush forests. Can you imagine the majesty of creation at every turn? Discover Alaska with FRC. You'll enjoy every moment of this unforgettable experience. Juno, accessible only by sea and air. Ketchikan and its impressive collection of Native American totem poles. Glacier Bay, a breathtaking wonder. All this, plus a behind-the-scenes look at what Family Research Council is doing in our nation's capital. You'll hear directly from FRC President Tony Perkins, General Jerry Boykin, and Michelle Bachmann. This is no ordinary vacation. You'll be vacationing with the FRC family and a lot of new friends. Be rejuvenated as we deepen our relationships with God and each other. Don't just get away. Get away with purpose on Family Research Council's Alaska Cruise, July 7th through 14th. Call 844-872-5155 to register today or visit us online at frc.org/Alaska.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. This daily update from Family Research Council is our flagship publication, an update with the latest pro-family take on Washington's hottest issues. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. Are evangelicals showing up at the polls? Are faith-based adoption providers persecuting same-sex couples? The left and the media love to answer these questions for you. Let FRC remove the spin and give you real answers with the Washington Update. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to other free resources, go to frc.org/connect. That's frc.org/connect.
The world on our horizon isn't like the days I knew. Gone are the days of writing with fresh ink on thick paper and the swift crack of a letter opener. Homemade meals now replaced by fancy robots trying to figure out how often I buy organic goji berries. I don't even know what a goji berry is. My church started offering free Wi-Fi and changed their name from First Baptist to Radiant Water Life something or other. They even started posting video sermons recorded on wood pallet backgrounds that sync directly to a Dropbox that I have yet to locate. Thankfully, there's a silver lining to all this newfangled technology. Family Research Council's Stand Firm app. Put down your quill and contact your legislators directly from your smartphone or tablet. Share legislative alerts with your contacts and connect with like-minded Christians about the latest current events. Read the Washington Update and listen to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. This thing's got it all, buddy boy. Keep your cool and help secure our future at frc.org/app.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. The website is tonyperkins.com. And by the way, never miss another episode of Washington Watch. Download the Stand Firm app. You can go to the App Store. Not only will you not miss any episodes of Washington Watch, you'll also be informed when you need to take action. As Congressman Yoho was talking about, our republic, remember he made reference to Ben Franklin. He said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. Well, that means we have to be participants in the process. It doesn't happen on its own, and so we make it as easy as possible for you. You can get all that information, download the Stand Firm app, go to the App Store, or just go to tonyperkins.com, and you can follow the links over. All right, we're going to continue this conversation. It's kind of one of those class in session days. I think this is so important because looking at a number of polls of younger people in particular. I'm looking for my notes that Harris did a poll just a couple of weeks ago, February 21st through the 25th. And it shows this this trending toward socialism. Now, we had Scott Rasmussen on, I guess, last week, that not all young people actually know what the definition of socialism is. They just think it's socialist, social policy. They're not necessarily, as Congressman Yoho was talking about, unfortunately, they don't know their history. They don't know what socialist governments do, although we see it playing out on the national stage in Venezuela. Well, capitalism getting a bad rap, but should it? But joining me now to talk about this, Andy Puzner. Andy is a former CEO of CKE Restaurants, which is the parent company of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s, one of my favorite restaurants when I'm out on the West Coast, is Carl Jr.'s. He is the author of The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and the Left's Plot to Stop It. And he joined us now. Also, I should mention he was a member of the policy or the platform committee with the Republican convention this last year, and I got a, or this last convention, I got a chance to meet him and work with him there. Andy, welcome to Washington Watch.
Great to be here, Tony. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. I want to jump right into this topic of capitalism. You've been making the point, and in fact, you had a piece that was published, I think, in the Washington Post, defending the fact that Trump is bringing back these capitalist principles, and it's working. Our economy is growing when others are shrinking back.
Well, that's absolutely the case. You know, we've cut taxes, we cut back on regulation, and we focused on domestic energy. And what we ended up with is an unemployment rate that's been below 4% for 12 months in a row. The last time that happened, it ended in January 1970. We've got 3.4% wage growth that's been over 3% for 7 months in a row, and 3.4 is a 10-year high. We've got more people working than have ever worked before in this country. We have more job openings versus people unemployed. There's a million more job openings than people unemployed. That never happened since the government began tracking the data. And it's harder to find a blue-collar worker than it is to find a white-collar worker. This is a complete reversal of what was the case during the Obama administration, when every interview was always about, you know, people aren't working good jobs, they can't find good quality jobs. You know, we've actually gone from an economy where the biggest problem was too many workers, not enough good quality jobs, to an economy where the problem is there are too many good quality jobs and not enough workers. So this has really been a capitalist comeback, as the book title says.
Now, I want to play a clip from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was out in Texas, of all places. She was in San Antonio. In Austin for a festival. She gave an interview over the weekend. This was on Saturday. And I want you to hear this, and I want to get your response. Play clip number one.
What does capitalism mean? What does socialism mean, et cetera? For me, when I think about what those definitions are, capitalism, to me, it's an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital, and it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means. And to me, that ideology is not sustainable and cannot be redeemed.
You know, that's a different definition of capitalism than I've worked with in the past.
She's so confused, and I almost feel bad for her. Look, there was a poll, a 2017 poll by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, that found that 69% of millennials couldn't accurately define capitalism or socialism. I think she falls in that group. Capitalism, there is a focus in capitalism on profit. However, what capitalism does is it takes all of the desire every person has to improve their life, and instead of focusing that in on the person, it focuses it out on the needs of other people. In other words, the only way that you survive in a capitalist economy, the only way a business survives, is by meeting the needs of other people. When I ran CKE restaurants, we didn't try and figure out what kind of hamburgers I wanted to eat. We spent millions of dollars every year trying to figure out what kind of hamburgers other people wanted to eat. Think about your grocery store or the Amazon warehouse, these hundreds of thousands of products. Each one represents an entrepreneur trying to figure out how they can get you what you need or what you want at a price you can afford. So capitalism really takes that desire to improve your life, in other words, to profit, and turns it out to meeting the needs of other people. Socialism has just the opposite effect. It's more like what she talks about. That aims you inward.
Exactly.
If you're standing in the inevitable breadline, whether you're in Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea, you're not thinking about what the people in front of you or behind you want. You're thinking about how you get the most for yourself from a limited supply or whatever the government makes available. So she's got it exactly the opposite, but many millennials do. It's not her fault.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't have a choice of bread. If the government wants you to have bread in the socialist system, you get whatever they have, there's no choices. Andy,
well,
we're up against
some people aren't motivated to meet other people's needs. There's never enough bread.
Exactly, and that's the motivation. It's a trade-off. It's I provide this and you provide me that, and so it is this exchange. No one is forced in capitalism to engage in this. This is why we watch monopolies and such. Our system works best with competition. Andy, we're up against a break. Can you stick around for just a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
Because
sure.
I want to continue this. I've got another couple more clips I want to play from AOC. And really just, folks, this is so important. And we need to be defenders of a system that works. There's problems. We'll talk about that as well. All right, don't go away. Coming back with more with Andy after this. Don't go away.
Myth and folklore have influenced our civilization for centuries. Some of these myths can be wondrous tales of fantasy that inspire us from childhood, such as unicorns and the ever-beloved elf on a shelf. Others, however, can be detrimental to our well-being, from the Loch Ness Monster to big tax refunds. Today, the myths surrounding abortion have become part of such vexations that plague our society. Since 1973, these abortion myths have grown a substantial foothold in developing a climate of fear, misinformation, and a culture of death in the United States. In FRC's new analysis, learn whether most Americans support abortion on demand, and if a fetus does in fact feel pain in the womb. Join us as we debunk these myths and find the truth to secure a future for the culture of life. Visit frc.org/myths.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. This daily update from Family Research Council is our flagship publication, an update with the latest pro-family take on Washington's hottest issues. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. Are evangelicals showing up at the polls? Are faith-based adoption providers persecuting same-sex couples? The left and the media love to answer these questions for you. Let FRC remove the spin and give you real answers with the Washington Update. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to other free resources, go to frc.org/connect. That's frc.org/connect.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. The website, tonyperkins.com. As I mentioned, increasingly some young Americans are embracing socialism, at least the word. According to a new Harris poll, Generation Z has a more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations, and along with millennials, are more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles than past generations. Now, one of the top experts on this issue is Andy Puzder. He is the former chief executive officer of CKE Restaurants, as I mentioned, the parent company of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s. He has authored a new book we were just talking about, entitled The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It. And by the way, he just recorded a 5-minute video for PragerU, which has already been seen 4 million times. Andy, thanks for sticking around. I got another clip, a short clip I want to play of AOC again from this Saturday, where I actually think she, as you said, I think she gets it all backwards, because this sounds like one of the best defenses of capitalism. Play clip number 3.
We are capable of everything in the world. We are capable of saving the planet, of guaranteeing health care as a right, of educating our children through college. We are capable of establishing all work as dignified, of respecting people's cultures, of having an economy that not only welcomes immigrants, but needs immigrants because we are being so productive. We are capable of all of these things.
Andy, we are capable if we allow people to engage in commerce and not be restricted or forced by government to do things they don't want to do.
She's talking about us being capable of doing things that we're doing. The problem is the system she wants to switch to would make us incapable of doing any of those things. You know, it's funny, I did an interview a few nights ago, and I related my new favorite joke, which I'll tell you, which is, How did socialists light their homes before candles? Well, the answer is electricity. Now, I told that last week on a Tuesday, and on that Friday night, the lights in Venezuela went out.
The policies
that she's talking about, the policies that she advocates, would cause the lights to go out. It wouldn't be a land of opportunity. It wouldn't be a land of the American dream. It wouldn't be the land my grandfather came here to find the opportunities of. We would be like Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, countries that have fallen under the socialist wing, and the people have suffered for it repeatedly.
Andy, let's talk about the benefits, or the beneficiaries, I should say, of capitalism, because the entire world has benefited from America's capitalist system. Now, I am not, I know that people who engage in capitalism who are unrestrained by moral values can do bad things. There's no disagreement with that. And so I understand we've got to have some rules, but it's better if people govern themselves. We don't have these problems, or at least as much of them. But look at the world. I mean, how has the world benefited from America's capitalist system?
It's been tremendous. There was research done by a guy named Angus Madison, who was a historical economist, showing that a GDP per person, which is gross domestic product per person, shot up beginning about 1800, 1820. And it shot up first in the United States. The United States went from being 13 backwoods colonies on the coast of North America to being the largest economy in the world by 1885, virtually in 100 years from when we ratified our Constitution. At that same time, while GDP has been going up just straight up like a hockey stick, the people living in extreme poverty has been coming straight down since 1820. We've gone from 94% of people living in extreme poverty in 1820 down to about 10% living in extreme poverty by 2015. That's on data from the World Bank. Capitalism, America's form of free market capitalism, is set down initially by Adam Smith, has lifted more people out of poverty and into prosperity than any system ever devised on the face of the earth. It is. Now, there are, as you say, there are bad people. No matter what economic system you have, you will have people that aren't good people. Even in Christian countries, countries that follow Christianity or that follow Islam or follow any religion, you'll find there are evil people. And there are going to be evil people, bad people in a capitalist society. But generally speaking, the motive in a capitalist society is to benefit other people. And the greater benefit you provide to other people, the more you will benefit yourself. That's why our farmers can feed the world, because when they do, they better feed themselves and their families. That's why Henry Ford made cars for the common man, not for aristocrats, or Steve Jobs made iPhones, not because of some government mandate or for rich people. He made them for everybody. This is what capitalism does. It's the purest form of democracy ever devised. You vote with every dollar you spend as a consumer. You are empowered as a consumer to vote with every dollar you spend on what businesses succeed, what products succeed, and which fail. This is it's a marvelous system, and as I said, it has created prosperity across the globe.
We're up against another break, and I'm going to ask you, if you can't, I understand, but if you can't, can you stick around for just a couple more minutes? Because I want to ask you another question, if possible. If you got to go, I understand. Can you stay?
I can stay for a few more minutes, yes.
Okay. All right, because I want you to put another plug in for your book, and I also want to talk about, as America, capitalism has benefited Americans. Americans have given away more than any other nation in terms of helping out others. That wouldn't happen if we didn't have those resources, which are the byproduct of a capitalist system. So Andy Puzder is going to stick around for just a couple more minutes. I hope you will as well. And then we're going to go to your phone calls on this Monday afternoon. So don't go away. More Washington Watch to come right after this break.
Picture it. Majestic beauty all around you. Wildlife, deep blue waters, glacial mountains, lush forests. Can you imagine the majesty of creation at every turn? Discover Alaska with FRC. You'll enjoy every moment of this unforgettable experience. Juno, accessible only by sea and air. Ketchikan and its impressive collection of Native American totem poles. Glacier Bay, a breathtaking wonder. All this, plus a behind-the-scenes look at what Family Research Council is doing in our nation's capital. You'll hear directly from FRC President Tony Perkins, General Jerry Boykin, and Michelle Bachmann. This is no ordinary vacation. You'll be vacationing with the FRC family and a lot of new friends. Be rejuvenated as we deepen our relationships with God and each other. Don't just get away. Get away with purpose on Family Research Council's Alaska Cruise, July 7th through 14th. Call 844-872-5155 to register today or visit us online at frc.org/Alaska.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. This daily update from Family Research Council is our flagship publication, an update with the latest pro-family take on Washington's hottest issues. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. Are evangelicals showing up at the polls? Are faith-based adoption providers persecuting same-sex couples? The left and the media love to answer these questions for you. Let FRC remove the spin and give you real answers with the Washington Update. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to other free resources, go to frc.org/connect. That's frc.org/connect.
Myth and folklore have influenced our civilization for centuries. Some of these myths can be wondrous tales of fantasy, from unicorns to the ever-beloved elf on a shelf. Others, however, can be detrimental to our well-being. Today, the myths surrounding abortion have become part of such vexations that plague our society. In FRC's analysis, 10 Myths on Abortion, join us as we debunk these myths and find the truth to secure a future for the culture of life. Visit frc.org/myths.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to our other free resources, go to frc.org/connect.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. So glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. The website, TonyPerkins.com. Lots of resources there for you. All right, Andy Pudster is my guest. He is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, which was the parent company of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s, and the author of The Capitalist Comeback. All right, I'm gonna ask you in a moment about the book, but first, we were discussing right before the break that because of America's capitalist system or free markets in which people have benefited in this exchange, people have taken their profits and they invest, they give away. America is one of the most giving nations in 2017. Americans, and I'm not talking about our government, I'm talking about the people, gave $410 billion away to charities. That's whether it's an orchestra or whether it's digging wells in Africa. The world has benefited because of the byproduct of our capitalist system. Can you say the same for Venezuela? Can you say the same for Russia? Do they give that kind of money away?
Well, you can't say it for really almost any other country, but you certainly can't say it for socialist countries because they don't produce enough wealth to cover what they promised their citizens are going to give their citizens, let alone to give money to other parts of the world. America has been a very blessed nation, and it has been a very generous nation. And one of the blessings has been the system that allows all of us to succeed, to reach higher, to reach for that next opportunity, and to satisfy our personal needs, our personal wants, our personal desires by meeting the needs of other people. And all of that enables us to give to others. Look, capitalism is a marvelous system. The idea that anybody from Bernie Sanders to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would criticize the system really with no basis. They never come out with any really great reasons that they can sustain for what's wrong with capitalism. It's a marvelous, marvelous system. It's historically been proven and proven in various countries across the globe. But it definitely enables us to be a very, very generous people. And we are. I think it's our at one time you could comfortably say Christian faith, but I think it's all of our faiths. It's all the different faiths in this country led by, we're mostly a Christian nation. led by Christianity, which is a given religion. So I think we're seeing the results of that.
Andy Puzner, my last question for you related to your book, Capitalist Comeback, the Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It. I want to focus on that last part of the subtitle, the Left's Plot to Stop It. What are they doing and why?
Well, it goes back about 100 years. It's really the progressives. They changed their name. They're the communists or socialists or progressives or liberals. It really doesn't matter. They're currently calling themselves progressives, so we'll stick with that. But it's a plot going back for years to try and bring down the capitalist system. They really, starting with Karl Marx, they just had this adverse reaction to individuals, people like you and me, common, ordinary people, the deplorables, the unwashed Americans, making the decisions as to where our economy goes. Now, that's proved to be a very effective system where consumers vote with every dollar they spend, as I said. But right. Liberals, they want the elites to run things. And this is all about Donald Trump returning power to the people and taking it from the elites. And boy, they hate it.
Well, you can tell it because they oppose him at every step. Andy, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to encourage people to get the book as well as watch the PragerU video. Outstanding. You're doing a great job. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Tony, and thanks for all you do. You're a real great influence in this country. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Andy. That's kind of you. Andy Puzner, who is the former CEO of Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s. And as I mentioned, I was on the platform committee with him, and he's a good, solid, conservative. And you know what? Carl Jr.'s really was one of my favorite restaurants out there. They the food, not only was the food good, but it was just every time you went in, the people just had an outstanding attitude for a fast food restaurant. Okay. All right. Enough of my cuisine. We're going to go to the phone lines here, and this is what I want to ask you. This is the question that the Harris poll asked of younger people. The word socialism does not carry the same stigma it did in the past, now that it has been resurrected by celebrity politicians like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So the question is, what does socialism mean to you? All right, and you got to do that in like the one breath rule. I don't want a dissertation here, but because I want to try to get as many people as possible. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. What does socialism mean to you? Now, I would think that most on here get it, but whatever your view, whatever you think socialism means, let me know. Call me, 866-372-7234. 7234, that's 866 FRC radio. And it is also very important to be having conversations with your children, grandchildren about these things. And again, I go back to our conversation with Ted Yoho and what's happening right now in Venezuela. That is a socialist country. They were pursuing socialist policies. And I think I provided the definition of socialism last week, but it is in the Marxist-Leninist form, it is a transitional government to communism in terms of an economic system. Look what's happening there in Venezuela. It's a great opportunity to point to it. Say, is this your idea of a successful government? All right, we're going to go to the phones, 866-372-7234, and let's go to Caleb in North Carolina. Caleb, welcome to Washington Watch. Caleb, go right ahead.
Hi, sorry. So I was thinking about socialism with the speaker that we just had on here, and he said that it was about taking power away from the elite and giving it to the people with what Donald Trump was doing. I think that kind of contradicts the actual Marxist system's description of taking power away from the bourgeoisie and giving it to the proletariat. So if that's their goal, why was that the way that Karl Marx was describing socialism and communism? And why is it the way that people still do that today?
Well, I'm not sure I followed what you referred to Andy. I mean, I think what the socialist wants to do is just as you described, is to take the power, artificially take the power, force the power. Actually, in a capitalist market system, everybody has power. Now, obviously, if you have more money, you have more influence and more power, but everyone can speak with their dollars. And so it is a more equitable system, quite frankly, with the market forces determining the outcome and people's choices and not government, arbitrary government decisions.
I don't disagree with that necessarily. I do some work in the way in Arkansas, in the Arkansas Delta, one of the poorest places in America. And the way that liberal welfare has just crippled people there is terrible. But I was even just looking at the other day about trying to bring ACT, SAT planning systems into the schools there and being able to give people there a better opportunity. Mm-hmm. For things like the Texas calculator instrument, that's a monopoly where it's up to hundreds of dollars for a calculator with very outdated technology. There's no ability to actually speak with your dollars or vote with your dollars because it's such an expensive instrument. So these kids have far less of an opportunity to do well on the ACT, SAT, simply because they don't have the money to own their own calculator. And so that's one of those things that bothers me when we speak about the free market being such a great system. I don't like how the neoliberalist or socialist bent has gone to big government. But I also think there is a very serious problem with how speaking of free market as such a great thing that's equal to all, in many places it's not equal to all. It gives very, very clear one-ups to people who can afford things as simple as good calculators.
But what's the what would you suggest is the alternative?
For me personally, we're hoping to be able to bring ACT, SAT prep into that area with my church. But I don't know if that's a way that can – I don't know if that alone with charity is something that can help change a system that is inherently unjust. I'm not saying capitalism is inherently unjust, but just in this particular point, it's clearly an unjust system to say to get into college to succeed – you have to do well on this test. To do well on this test, you have to do well on this calculator. To do well on this calculator, you have to own your own. To do so could be several hundred dollars, and if you don't have several hundred dollars, you're out of luck. I don't necessarily have a overall solution, but not having a solution doesn't mean that a system can't be criticized either.
Well, I mean, you actually laid out a solution. Now, I will say I'm not sure that you have to have the calculator to succeed. I didn't have the calculator. To your point, you laid out a solution, and that is a part of our system that is directed by and influenced by the moral component based upon transcendent truth. You just described about your church going in to help. Now, you say, I don't know if that's the whole solution. Well, it's not the solution to the whole problem, but it's certainly a solution to a part of the problem. And having the resources to do that emanates from a capitalist free market system because people then give back, and you're able to take that and invest in the lives of other people. True?
And I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think I agree with that to a large extent. I think that charity is incredibly important. But I also wonder what is a way that we could actually get rid of the problem in the first place so that our charity could go to helping people further along instead of helping with the problem that a system creates. I think about the rising cost of EpiPens and how that affected families. And when the CEO was given very clear of, you know, the parent company that makes EpiPen, was given very clear warnings that this is going to affect families, this is going to affect children. I'm going to censor the language here. He said, you know, they can go F themselves.
Well,
that is something
that was legally done.
That was something that he was allowed to do.
I understand that. I mean, that's where I go back to my conversation with Andy earlier, that there are flaws in the capitalist free market system when you have people who are not operating as well as John Adams said. I was talking with Ted Yoho earlier when he was talking about our system of government. Our system of government was made for a moral and religious people. This is John Adams, wholly inadequate for the government of any other. That stands true of a free market. Now, they're bad actors. Oftentimes they're weeded out. Sometimes they create a lot of problems before they are. But I would go back to your example of the EpiPens. It was a free market system that created those because there was a need and people put the effort in to create those to meet that need. So it's not a flawless system. I would never argue that, but I would say that it is the best one that's out there. All right, thanks so much for calling. I want to get on to a couple more calls here before we run out of time. Let's go to Frank in Arkansas. Frank, thanks for holding on.
Well, right thank ahead, you Frank. For having me. My definition of
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, my definition of socialism is I give up my rights to someone else who controls me and doesn't have my best interests in mind.
Well, I could go along with that. Frank, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hello. I'm a millennial, I guess you could say. And the way that school described socialism to me was in a very, very positive light. They basically defined it as everyone shares the wealth. Everyone, you know, has the same opportunities regardless of education, class, and, you know, place in society. That's how it was described to me. And for a time, you know, coming out of high school, I said, hey, that sounds like a pretty good thing. And then when I got in the real world, I realized capitalism, they both are trying to achieve the same goal in the sense of giving everyone equal opportunities. The main difference I see is socialism gives that choice to the government as far as, what opportunities everyone should have, whereas capitalism, you know, I'm in charge of my opportunities. I'm in charge of, you know, with my voting and with my, you know, the way our government runs is kind of changed. You know, if you get a doctor, if all doctors were supposed to be paid equal, you know, the quality of our health care would come down. You know,
absolutely.
So it's kind of changed the more I've gotten into the real world and seen.
Well, Ryan, you are. I would not say you're atypical. I would say you're typical. That's what happens when people get out and they experience the real world for themselves. They realize that this doesn't quite work. Ryan, thanks so much for listening and for calling in. You see, socialism wants the equal outcomes, where capitalism provides equal opportunities. And you cannot provide and guarantee equal outcomes. It just doesn't happen. Now, equal opportunities, yeah. Fair playing field, that's what we try to do, or the system tries to do. All right, out of time. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow, and I hope you will as well. We'll continue our conversation. Until then, I leave you with the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul found in Ephesians 6, where he says, when you've done everything you can do, when you've prayed, when you've prepared, and when you have taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.